Chapter 19, A Summary of the Science of Being Great. All men are made of the one intelligent substance, and therefore all contain the same essential powers and possibilities. Greatness is equally inherent in all and may be manifested by all. Every person may become great. Every constituent of God is a constituent of man. Man may overcome both heredity and circumstances by exercising the inherent creative power of the soul. If he is to become great, the soul must act and must rule the mind and the body. Man's knowledge is limited, and he falls into error through ignorance. To avoid this, he must connect his soul with universal spirit. Universal spirit is the intelligent substance from which all things come. It is in and through all things. All things are known to this universal mind, and man can so unite himself with it as to enter into all knowledge. To do this, man must cast out of himself everything which separates him from God. He must will to live the divine life, and he must rise above all moral temptations. He must forsake every course of action that is not in accord with his highest ideals. He must reach the viewpoint, recognizing that God is all, in all, and that there is nothing wrong. He must see that nature, society, government, and industry are perfect in their present stage and advancing towards completion, and that all men and women everywhere are good and perfect. He must know that all is right with the world and unite with God for the completion of the perfect work. It is only as man sees God as the great advancing presence in all and good in all that he can rise to real greatness. He must dedicate himself to the service of the highest that is within himself, obeying the voice of the soul. There is an inner light in every man which continuously impels him toward the highest, and he must be guided by this light if he would become great. He must have absolute faith in his own perceptions of truth and begin at home to act upon these perceptions. As he sees the true and right course in small things, he must take that course. He must cease to act unthinkingly and begin to think. And he must be sincere in his thought. He must form a mental conception of himself at the highest and hold this conception until it is his habitual thought form of himself. This thought form he must keep continuously in view. He must outwardly realize and express that thought form in his actions. He must do everything that he does in a great way, in dealing with his family, his neighbors, acquaintances and friends. He must make every act an expression of his ideal. The man who reaches the right viewpoint and makes full consecration and who fully idealizes himself as great and who makes every act, however trivial, an expression of the ideal has already attained to greatness. Everything he does will be done in a great way. He will make himself known and will be recognized as a personality of power. He will receive knowledge by inspiration and will know that all he needs to know is known. He will receive all the material wealth he forms in his thoughts, and he will not lack for any good thing. He will be given ability to deal with any combination of circumstances which may arise, and his growth and progress will be continuous and rapid. Great works will seek him out, and all men will delight to do him honor. Because of its peculiar value to the student of the science of being great, I close this book by giving a portion of Emerson's essay on the Oversoul. This great essay is fundamental, showing the foundation principles of monism and the science of greatness. I recommend the student to study it most carefully in connection with this book.
Meditation. Contemplation.